Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Outback Secrets, Bunyip Bay, Book 5, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. Chapter 1. 6 weeks later.
"Well, Cecil, we're home sweet home," Henry said, her grip tightening on the steering wheel as she drove past the welcome sign on the outskirts of Bunyip Bay, almost 4 weeks earlier than planned. She'd nearly come home a few weeks ago, but hadn't wanted to raise suspicion. And besides, she wasn't sure she could stand any longer than a month living with her mother. It was years since she'd officially been a resident of this town, but her mum's family were founding members, having farmed in the district since the mid-1800s, when they'd immigrated from a tiny town in Cornwall. Bunyip Bay was where Henry had spent her childhood, until heading to Perth to boarding school at age 13. This was where her siblings and most of her friends still resided, and her answer when anyone asked where she came from. She'd adored growing up here, chasing her dad and brothers around the farm until she was old enough to muck in and help, and she'd hated her years at boarding school in the city. Not just because a lot of the girls only cared about makeup and fashion, two things Henry had no interest in whatsoever, but because she missed her dad, the aromas of the farm, and the feel of the sand between her toes. Bunyip Bay was in her blood, and as she unwound her window and smelled the fresh, salty scents of the nearby ocean, she felt some of the tension she'd been carrying the last few weeks start to ease. Maybe her boss was right. Maybe she did simply need a break, some time back home before she started her next contract, some quality time in the ocean. Aside from flying, there was nothing quite as therapeutic for Henry as swimming and surfing. Of course, she'd stopped at other beaches on her journey west, but she couldn't wait to take a dip in her favourite bit of the ocean. There was just one even more important stop first. Driving on through the main street, lined with dusty four-wheel drives and even dirtier dual-cab utes, Henry smiled at the familiar sights. The IGA, the Community Resource Centre, the Medical Centre, Primary School, the Old Memorial Hall, the Bowling Club, her best friend Frankie's Cafe, and the iconic pub at the top of the hill, where she'd spent many an errant night in her late teens, were all almost exactly the same as they'd always been. It was only the Ag Store that was new and shiny. Henry's sister Tilly and her husband owned Bunyip Bay's Ag and Hardware Supplies, a business they'd literally built from the ground up after the old owners lost everything in an arson attack. Even though it was only the very beginning of December, the festive spirit was already well and truly on display in the main street. There were Christmas decorations strung across the road, and koalas, kangaroos, and, of course, bunyips wearing Christmas hats sat on the top of almost every lamppost. The shops had gone all out as well. Outside the front of the Ag Store stood a massive blow-up Santa Claus wearing red and green board shorts and an akubra with corks hanging off it. The palace was the only building not decked out to the nines, but if Henry recalled correctly, the publican never bothered with such frippery, much to the frustration of certain people in town. She continued on and then turned right, driving only another 100 metres or so before she came upon the local cemetery. It was barely 10 o'clock, but already the December sun had a bite, so Henry parked Cecil under an old gum tree, grabbed her cap off the passenger seat, and started towards the entrance.